Hello.
Blog Thank Talk you for Radio.
Hello. Thank you again for joining us. Welcome to the Heavenly Father's Last Call. My name is Rodolph Bay Israel.
And I'm Adir Bay Israel.
And we are considered sons of light, Hebrew Israelites. And we minister to our nation every Sunday. Now we change the time at 11 a.m. To 11:45 a.m. And we have another dynamic blog talk radio show for you. And I want to mention a few of our ministries besides the blog talk radio show that we do. I want to first start with my brother Adir Bay Israel. He does a video every Saturday evening. I mean, super dynamite. He did one yesterday that blew me away. So you got to check that his videos out. And he also do the blog talk radio show with me at 11 a.m. now Sunday morning. Also, my brother Yaqua Ben Israel, he does his videos on Tuesday. He also does blog talk radio show on Wednesdays and Fridays. And we also have a prayer meeting that we do on Power Talk, a Prayer for Men prayer meeting we do on Power Talk. And now that starts right after we finish this blog talk radio show, which will be at 12 o'clock in the afternoon, Eastern Standard Time. And on my brother Yaqub in the Pacific time, it'll be like 9 in the morning. So we also, on top of that, have a food ministry named after my mother. The brothers named it the Sandra Johnson Food Ministry. And you can also find all of this at the Upper Room Israelite.com, and that's UPPEROOMISRAELITE Israelites.com. Also, I want to mention too, my brother Yaqub do wonderful books, The Holistic Guide, and so many other books that he does on his spare time. I don't even know how he do it, but he writes several books, very good books. Please, if you can, you can get these books on Amazon. And but all of that is found at the upperroomisraelite.com. You can find all our ministries. You can find everything there. Please feel free to join us. Okay, being though all of that is said, we also have a phone number if you want to call us in. It's 845-261-9966. Again, that's 845-261-9966. Now, today, brothers, our topic is the Heavenly Father. Well, it's, excuse me one second, let me... Our topic is today is seek the Heavenly Father and Messiah while it's still time. Seek the Heavenly Father and Messiah while it's still time. Now, I was today thinking about in my reality. Before I go into it, I want to talk a little bit about my reality. Today, I was watching my brother's video, and I was thinking about something that he had said. And Shekinah gave me something. And could you get Revelations 2:17 for me? Yeah, I was thinking about something, and the Shekinah had gave me something that I think is important for us to speak about before we go into the ministry. And that's just how it works. Now, I was looking at Revelations 2:17. And we know we always read over this, Revelations 2:17, you know. And as my brother was doing his video, the Shekinah gave me something. Okay, now, I'm going to read this real quick. It says, he that have an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcome will I give to eat of the hidden manna. And I will give him a white stone. And in this white stone a new name written, which no man knoweth, and saveth him, receiveth it. Okay. Now, what came across my mind was this. It said, we're going to receive new name. Now, this is for light, brother. We're going to receive a new name. Okay? So, the Shekinah start working with me. Like, okay. Now, who else was given a new name? So, then the Shekinah said, So, Enoch was given a new name. When Enoch ascended into the upper eons, once he completed his mission down here on this earth, because, you know, Enoch did great things. He was the one that made the pyramids. He was the one, like, ministering to the people. And then when it came Yom Or, he was given a new name, Metatron. So, and I said, oh, so that's the same thing is going to happen to Light Brothers. When we finish this work down here, we will be given new names. You see, we're going to follow right in Metatron, a.k.a. formerly known as Enoch, now Metatron. You see, but that's not it. But when he graduated, the Divine Heavenly Father gave him also, which Light Brothers know, he inherited his inheritance.
Right.
He got his universes and his worlds, letting us know, see, that is the proof. That's the proof that Light Brothers is going to inherit the worlds and universe, because the proof is, I'm going to say something that may seem offline to y'all, or, you know, y'all say we going off, but to show you that it's the proof, we are living in Metatron's universe. We are living in Metatron's world. So he's the proof. There's the proof in the pudding. You will inherit worlds and universes and eons. You see, and Metatron, a.k.a. formerly known as Enoch, is the proof.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm going to go into our topic.
Now, hold up one second.
Go ahead, brother.
Now, what he said, he's exactly right. Now, I'm going to give you additional, not changing what he said, but additional interpretation of what he said, spiritually. Now, he read Revelation 2:17, the hidden man. He said, he that have an ear, let him hear. He that has understanding, and say, what the Shekinah says unto the churches. Now, when they say the Spirit or the Shekinah says unto the seven churches, the seven churches are the seven chakras in your body.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? In each chakra you go through, initiation. Messiah keep telling you, you're being initiated when you go through the chakras or worlds or spheres in your body. Those are the seven churches or the seven candlelights. Each chakra got its own light spark, and that light spark is wisdom, knowledge, and understanding of that sphere or that chakra or that church. You know what I'm saying? Then it said, to him that overcometh, meaning come out of that body, will I give to eat of the hidden matter. So what he's saying is, you become, from the initiation or graduation, you become a master mason. And when you're a master mason, you are given a new name. But see, the world, they make you think a master mason is something wicked. Messiah is called the master of the scriptures.
Mm-hmm.
When they take off the mason part, mason is my son. Y'all better wake up. You know what I'm saying? And stop being scared to death up in this beast. You know what I'm saying? And let the Shekinah, that's why I say up at the top, what the Shekinah saith, let her give you understanding. Let's keep going. Then it says, and will give him the white stone. The white stone is the new name, meaning you that part of the great white brotherhood with a new name. Like he said, Metatron. Then it say, and in the stone, a new name written, which no man knoweth. That's right. Because Madim Messiah said, you're going to be creator gods.
Mm-hmm.
Enoch or Metatron is an example of what we're going to be. You know what I'm saying? And now, but that's all I'm going to say. But that brother told y'all what this stuff is saying. Now, let me get a mic back to my brother.
Thank you, brother. And, you know, this is going to tie right into our topic today. You see, seek the Heavenly Father and Messiah while still time. Now, I was also looking at the television the other day, brother. We can see these influential events going on.
Right.
Right now, we see that President Biden has just put sanctions on Russia.
Right.
Now, anytime you put sanctions on another nation, that is an act of war.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the ships is already in the Mediterranean, mm-hmm. waiting. All the ships are already there. They've been there for about a year or so, or maybe over, sitting there in the Mediterranean. Now, the Divine Heavenly Father told us that war is going to start in Damascus.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the Mediterranean Sea is on the shores of Damascus. So, do you see where I'm going? Do you see the Divine Heavenly Father ready to spark this war? You see? And then on top of that, you got China is at war with Taiwan.
Right.
And they are about to go blow for blow.
Mm-hmm.
You see, the Heavenly Father is ready to make them start this war.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
and guess what else happened?
Yes.
Now, Iran has just blew up another ship
right.
of Israel.
Right.
Now, I don't got to tell you about that. Now, you think Israel is not going to respond? Do you see how the Heavenly Father is working?
Right.
Now, do you see why our topic seeks the Heavenly Forefather?
Right.
And Messiah, why it's still time?
Right.
Now, I would like to say, see, my brothers, Brother Yaikwa Ben Israel, Brother Adir Ben Israel, and myself, Rodolph Ben Israel, and now my Brother Benai Ben Israel, this is why we're doing this ministry.
Right.
You know, the world say SOS, but Light Brothers, we say LFL, looking for Light Brothers.
Right.
LFL, looking for Light Brothers.
Right.
This is why we are doing, we almost, definitely every week, we delivering this message, looking for our Light Brothers.
Right.
Okay? And this is why we're doing it. Look at the time we're living in, Light Brothers. We're looking for you. Now, I want to read you a scripture at Isaiah 55, 6, and 7. And listen what it says. And that's Isaiah 55, 6 through 7. It says, seek ye the Lord while he may be found.
Mm-hmm.
Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts. And let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him to our God, for he will abundantly pardon.
Look at that.
Look at that. You see why I read that? See, he's calling us like brothers
right.
back home.
Right.
Come home. I will pardon you from your error and your sin.
Right.
Because, see, like brother has a cosmic
right.
work that has to be
right.
done. But before we get to that cosmic work,
right.
we got to do this job here on this planet. See, my brother always said this planet is the testing ground
right.
for Light Brothers.
Right.
But before we can ascend and evolve into the higher consciousness to get to the upper eons and do that work, we got to prove ourselves down here to do this work. Light Brethren. And this is why my brother, every week, 3-4 times a week, Brother Yaikwa Ben Israel, Brother Adair making videos, Brother Benaya making videos to find our Light Brother to help us do this work
right.
that has to be done down here.
Right.
And this work is about to be done because this is why we're seeing the prophecies and the things that's happening. You see, we're seeing these wars. Messiah said there'll be rumor of wars. He said there'll be pestilence.
Right.
There'll be uprisings.
Right.
These things are happening right now.
Right.
So that's why, Light Brother, we're calling out for you to come join us to help us to do this work that's got to take place. You know, it's got to take place, and it's going to take place.
Exactly.
With you, and you're going to do it.
Right.
You know? It's no, this is our calling. We were born to do this.
Right, right, right. And he's definitely right. So if you go to Revelation 2:19, it say, I know thy works. Look at that. Look at that. Look at that. He know your works. No matter where you at, no matter what you're doing, he know your works. You know what I'm saying? And your charity. That's why we keep saying, like the Shonda Johnson Food Ministry, you know what I'm saying? Or with Yaikwa Book Ministry that he done wrote, you know what I'm saying, through the Shekinah. These are charities that we, or Brother Benaiah, who do his videos, these are charities and services that we give freely, you know what I'm saying, from the eternal Heavenly Father, eternal Virgin of Life. You know what I'm saying? 19, verse 2:19, it says, I know thy works and thy charity and service. Look at that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? That's what we're saying. We fishing, like my brother say, LFL. I like that. I got to start using that in my videos. You hear what I'm saying? I got to use that in my videos. LFL. Looking for life, brother. Look at that. Look at that. You know what I'm saying? And it say, and service and faith. Right. Through Pistis, you know what I'm saying? And Sophia, faith and wisdom. You know what I'm saying? Shall we be made one once again? You know what I'm saying? And thy patience. This is the patience of the saints to endure until the end. You know what I'm saying? And it say, and thy works. And the last to be more than the first. So what he's saying is, what you had in first Israel, man, he's going to increase it in the next one. You know what I'm saying? So just a precept that just speaks to what my brother had just said.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I say, when you talk these precepts, life, brother, just fill it. That's why I told you before, we are between the top and bottom line. We are veiled in the middle. We fill in the blanks. You know what I'm saying? So that's what my brother just did. So, man, y'all better hear these words. Like the word said, you know what I'm saying? Let me get it right. I don't say it wrong. Let me get it right. It said, he that have an ear, let him hear. Look at that.
Mm-hmm.
Look at that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, brother. And that's exactly right, because, see, we are ordained to minister to our nation, to help them, and also to find our light, brother.
Exactly.
We do a twofold work. You see, it's a twofold work.
Yeah.
And this is the responsibility of life, brother.
Yep.
So I want to read y'all another scripture, and it's at John 4:14, King James Version, John 4:14. Now listen, this is why life, brother, have to, you know, we have to seek the Heavenly Forefather, the Messiah, while it's still time. Now check this out. It says, but whoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him will never thirst, but the water that I shall give him will become in him a foundation of water springing up into everlasting life. Do you understand what Messiah is saying? See, this hidden manna that's in Revelation 2:17, that water, that food that we're partaking,
mm-hmm.
you see, it's leading us to everlasting life.
Mm-hmm.
All life, brother.
Mm-hmm.
You see, we got to drink this water.
Mm-hmm.
You see, that's the only way that we can actually inherit everlasting life,
right.
Drinking this water from Messiah.
Right.
You see, and that is part of us seeking Heavenly Father and Messiah while it's still time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now time is short.
Mm-hmm.
We on the brink of World War III. We on the brink of 3 days of darkness. We see Nibiru in the sky.
Oh, man.
These are the signs Messiah was telling us. This is why, like, brother, we are looking for you.
Right.
Now, I want to just let you know, take a little break and let you know, we have a phone number. If any like brother out there or anybody of our nation want to give us a call, you can give us a call at 845-261-9966. And feel free to call. All lines are open. Now, I want to read you another scripture from Matthew's. It's Matthew's 6:33. And King James Version, 6:33. Now listen what it says here. But seek ye first the kingdom of the Heavenly Forefather and his righteousness, and all things shall be added unto you.
Mm-hmm.
You see, seek. That's why I keep saying the title is Seek the Heavenly Forefather and Messiah while it's still time. Because see, once you seek Messiah and the Heavenly Forefather, all things will be added unto you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he ain't saying, well, one thing or something or a little bit of things. He said all things.
Right.
See, that water Messiah give, it fulfills everything.
Right.
Everything. Once you seek in him, it's our protection. It's our future. It's our everything. Seeking Messiah and the Divine Heavenly Forefather, you know. And that's just why we out every week looking for our light brothers.
Right.
LSL, looking for light brothers, you know. And I don't mean to sound redundant, but that's what we light brothers do. We got to help our brothers so they can help us in this great work that we're going to do. And it's a privilege. It is a privilege to do this work.
Right.
You see, you was elected. You was elected to do this work, you know. So if there's any light brother listening to our Blog Talk radio station, you should be calling in. If you feel that unction and something's pulling and tugging on your soul, give us a call so we can help you. We only here for you to help you, light brother. Okay, so again, I want to read another scripture. Now, this one is from Proverbs 1:24-33. Again, that is Proverbs. Okay, bear with me now. You know, the wicked is working. I had it set in my computer to read you, but the wicked is trying to stop us as usual. Okay, bear with me. Okay, here we go. All right, again, that's Proverbs 1:24-33. Now listen what this reads. Listen exactly what this says. It says, now this is because of our nation, the ones that don't want to listen now, it's going to be 2/3 of our nation that don't listen to us, that hears it, and I'm sorry to say, and they're going to turn away from the things that we're talking about in our Blog Talk radio show. But let me show you at Proverbs real quick what it says. At Proverbs 1:24-33, it says, because I have called and ye refused, I stretched out my hand and no man regarded. But ye have set a knot all my counsel and with none of my reproof. I also laugh at you at your calamity. Okay, I also will laugh at your calamity. I will mock when your fear cometh. When your fear cometh as a desolation, your destruction cometh as a whirlwind.
Mm.
When distress and anguish cometh upon you, then they shall call upon me, but I will not answer. They shall seek me early, but they shall not find me, for they hated knowledge. They did not choose the fear of the Lord. They would none of my counsel. They despise all my reproof. Therefore shall they eat of the fruit of their own way and feel with their own devices. For the turning away of the simple shall slay them, and the prosperity of fools shall destroy them. But whose hearken unto me shall dwell safely and shall be quiet from fear of evil. Now, why did I read that? I read that because it shows you that if you do not seek the Heavenly Forefather and Messiah, while it's still time, when you go to seek him, that is only a little bit of time left. When you go to seek him, he said he's going to, like, you refuse when he stretched his hand out to help you. He's not going to be found.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to laugh at you when your calamity comes. Nation, we don't want to go through that.
Mm-hmm.
You see, That's why it says seek him while it's still time. Mm-hmm. He even said, we will dwell in safety. And we don't have to fear no evil if we seek in him.
Right.
You see, he ensures us these things.
Right.
You see, this is why we must seek him, brother.
Right. Right. And my brother, right. Now, I'm going to piggyback on a couple of things he said. Now, when he said whirlwind, see the Gentiles done. Man, they have made that word sound so soft and easy. When you say whirlwind, you pick a little wind spin out there in the ground. You know, say, like, oh, that ain't that bad. When he say whirlwind, he's talking about the beetle, the destroyer. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
When he say whirlwind, he's talking about wormwood. You know what I'm saying? The destroyer of nations. You know what I'm saying? And when you listen to, like my brother just said, the fools of the world, they wisdom, you will always be lost. You know what I'm saying? That's what the eternal Father's about us here to do. To be men that fish for the lost seed, like Messiah did. Messiah said, we Messiahs too. And I'm going to piggyback on another thing my brother said in his previous thing. When he said, what do you have that you have not been given? You know what I'm saying? And I'm in 1 Corinthians 4. I'm going to read 4, 7, and 8. Who maketh thee to differ from another? The eternal heavenly Father.
Mm-hmm.
Like brother in Israel. You know what I'm saying? And what hast thou that thou have not received? You ain't got to like, Yaakov said this too. You are here asking for stuff. Man, I sure would love to have that beautiful woman.
Mm-hmm.
Man, that car is nice. You know what I'm saying? You already been given all these things. You know what I'm saying? You got all this already. You just came down in the physical body, him and the pearl. You know what I'm saying? It say, now if thou didn't receive it, why doest thou glory? He said, why you ain't glorifying me? You already got all these things.
Mm-hmm.
Stop being thinking like the Gentiles, the wisdom of the world, as if thou have not received it. He said, you already got it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, brethren, those who are born from the nation of Israel and Israel in the world know them not. You know what I'm saying? Now listen to number 8. This is the hymn of the pearl. Now ye are full. Now you restored. Now ye are rich. Say, you already got anything.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Ye have reigned as kings without us. Look at that. Look at that. And I would to God ye did reign. Man, you already reigned with your heavenly Father. You came down to the hymn of the pearl. To come down like Messiah did. To come back to gather the chosen children, not to eat the food of the world. You know what I'm saying? It say, but that ye also may reign with me. Look at what a Messiah telling you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You're going to reign with him. That's why I said, when we read the precepts in the Bible, to the world it means one thing, but to us it means something totally different. Because we are the ones, like Messiah said, you already reigned, you already got everything. Why you ain't rejoicing? You know what I'm saying? You have already received the victory. You know what I'm saying? So fight the fight. Endure. Walk this stony path. Because why? Like the Holy Father told you, that Messiah, this stony path leads to the road of eternity. Look at that.
Mm-hmm.
Look at that. So I release the mic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, brother, that was a good word. You see, like brother, like we on a path of our own. Messiah shows us, you know, the blessings, the things that we're going to receive. And it's not that light brothers do it for the blessing. We do it for the love of the divine heavenly Father and Messiah.
Right.
But the blessings is so incredible that it blows your mind.
Right.
You see? But that's strictly for light brother.
Right.
You see? Strictly for us.
Right.
And we know these things. You see? We know it. Well, you know, the ones that may not know it, that's why we're here to wake them up
right.
So we can know
right.
It.
Right.
So
right.
Just piggyback.
So let it be. So let it be.
Yeah.
And also real fast, we want to ask you brothers and sisters to pray for our brother Yaakov, that he continue to heal and be restored, that he may stand steadfast in the path of righteousness and continue to do the eternal Heavenly Father will and the eternal Virgin Light pleasing unto them. And to throw that in there, because we got to pray for our brothers and sisters.
Yes, that was good. Thank you, brother, because we need to pray for our brother daily. And thank you for doing that, because, you know, our brother's been down for like a week, going on another 2 weeks. So We pray to the Eternal Heavenly Father, give him the strength to come back to being himself so that we can partake of the hidden manna that he continued on a weekly basis.
Right.
So
we
pray the Messiah, the Divine Heavenly Father, give him strength to get back to being himself.
Right. So let it be.
So let it be. So let it be. So again, I just want to give our audience a chance. If they need to, if they have the option to give us a call, you can give us a call at 845-261-9966 and all lines are open. Okay, brother, I got another scripture that I wanted to read, and that's from Amos 5:4, the King James Version, Amos 5:4. Now listen to this. It says, "For thus said the heavenly forefather, say to the house of Israel, seek me and live." You see? Hold on. Did you hear that? Look at it say. Seek me and live. So, do you see the seriousness of us? Why the title is Seek the Heavenly Forefather Messiah while it's time.
And you notice it said Israel.
Right. Our nation, Israel. He said, seek me and live. Because if you don't seek him, you're going to die. So what other terms? He could put it in a better way. You are made to need the Son and the Divine Heavenly Forefather.
Right.
Don't drink his water and see what happens.
Right, right.
Don't eat his flesh and drink his blood and see what happens.
Right.
You're going to die.
Right.
Physically and spiritually.
Right.
Now, my brother done several videos on what hell is and what happens when the soul leave the body.
Right.
You can read all that, the Nag Hammadi, and you can look at it from my brother's video.
Right. And in the keys of Enoch.
And in the keys of Enoch.
Right.
You see, you get good understanding when you read these things or watch the videos that my brother put out every week. Okay? Again, you know, I want to also... refer to also, it's a, and the keys of Enoch is on page 332, verse 13 and 14. I want you to listen what this said on page 332, 13 and 14. Now listen to this, brother. It says, let this scroll be read and cherished by heart of humility and by souls of the piety. For we are on the verge of a great ordeal, and woe to the unjust who follow after the iniquity. See, I read that is because those ones that not seeking the Divine Heavenly Father Messiah, it's a woe. You got to look up what woe means. If you can look up what woe means, it don't just mean like, hold up, wait a minute.
Right.
It means, man, you are in trouble. Big woe to you who don't do it. Woe. Woe is heavy. So, you know, that's why it's so important that we reach out and find our light brother. Because our light brothers have to join us in this preaching work and this ministry, you know, that's taking place. You see, it tells you a great ordeal. It's a great ordeal. It's heavy. You see, you must do this. You see, or like it said, woe to the unjust who follow after iniquity, who follow after the world. You know, who goes after them instead of joining the Divine Heavenly Father Messiah and doing the preacher work, that with the ministry, ministering to our nation like we're doing now. Woe to you if you don't do that. See, you know.
Right, right, right. Now look. Now, bear with me. Hold on. Check this out. Listen to this. Now, this heavy right here. This heavy. Now, you hear this. Now. These archons, my brother, talking about these wicked ones, like Paul said, you fight not against blood and flesh, spirits and principalities from above. You know what I'm saying? My brother been telling y'all to listen. Stop listening to the wicked ones of the world. You know what I'm saying? Wake up, Israel. That's what he just told you. Listen to what these scrolls are saying. You know what I'm saying? The ones, this knowledge of the world is controlled by these wicked spirits, these archons. You know what I'm saying? Now, I'm going to tell you, now in the beginning of the video, my brother told y'all, oh, y'all going to be creator gods. You're going to be master masons. You know what I'm saying? That's what initiating is all about. You're going to graduate. You know what I'm saying? But the ones who are controlling the world, they're going to be, like I said, so they know that you're going to rule over them. Right now, they're ruling over you. You inside the world, and they ruling over you. Now, check this out. We still on page 332.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember I was talking about this a long time ago, but I'm going to bring it out again. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Now, just as we in this world called Earth and them wicked spirits ruling over us, what about to do with them?
Mm-hmm.
Let's listen and read what the words say. Like the scripture said, those who have an ear, let them hear what the spirit is saying. Okay. We on page 332 in the Keys of Enoch, the Book of Knowledge. We on verse 16. Now listen at this. It say, many of these grotesque forms, talking about the archons.
Mm-hmm.
If you read the book of Adam and Eve, it tell you that when he showed Adam what a Satan would look like, he was looking terrible.
Mm-hmm.
Grotesque. You know what I'm saying? Okay. It say, many of these grotesque forms, along with their masters of light, that means out of all self-will because they had light powers. You know what I'm saying? And these masters of light, that's what you're going to be, a master of light. You know say, who are of the atomic appearance. They look like us. You know what I'm saying? Some of them. Then it say, are being placed in the regions. So what they're saying is the regions that they dwell now, they're going to be placed back in those regions when we become creator gods. Watch this. In the regions that will be vacated by the planets like Earth. So what he's saying is we're going to create other places that look just like Earth, beautiful places, and we're going to put them in bodies just like we are, and we're going to rule over behind skin. You know what I'm saying? They say planets like Earth, as the Earth is advanced in a higher orbit frequency. So what it's saying is Earth going to be raised up. Because like I said what's the other Bible?
The Colvin.
The Colvin Bible. Colvin Bible said Earth can't stay in this low position for long.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So that right there told you that he going to reset and redo everything over again, and we're going to have worlds. We're going to be creator gods, and we're going to rule over these archons and these lowest masters of light, and they're going to be in the physical body, and we're going to rule over them for a certain period of time. You know what I'm saying? And they're going to get an opportunity, just like we're doing. They're going to get an opportunity to store up that they be made new again, purge they suffer all their wicked sins, and become true light brothers like Sabaoth did, who was Sabaoth the good. That's Yaldabaoth's son.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to get an opportunity to restore themselves and become creator gods that's of righteousness on the right-hand side. Look at the glory.
Mm-hmm.
Release the mic.
Yes, yes, brother. That was heavy. I'm going to piggyback off that. I'm going to piggyback off what you just said. And we're going to read 333, Keys of Enoch, 24 to 27. Now, listen to this. I'm going to piggyback off exactly what he said. It says, the community is the nucleus of life.
Yes.
And the communities of light, which are under the holy pattern of the sons of light,
right,
will be protected by the Merkaba vehicles,
mm-hmm,
against the sons of darkness.
Look at that.
Archons.
Look at that.
The future government will be led by the sons of man,
mm,
who have welcomed the seraphim, hosts, and who have fought victoriously,
right,
not against blood and flesh,
right,
but against spiritual
look at that
behind
look
the world
that
rulers in heavenly places.
Look at that.
Now, the look seraphim will assign vehicle units to the communities of light upon the earth so as to deliver the righteous from the earth's threshold during the time of the Holocaust. This is the time when the stars from the orbits fight in the heavens and the Jerusalem command, bring judgment upon the princes of the earth.
Right.
You
right.
see?
Right. Right.
Piggyback
right.
off what my brother was
right.
saying.
Right.
See,
exactly.
this exactly. why we are seeking our light, brother,
right.
to help us while it's still time,
right.
because what's about to happen? I just read to
right.
you what's about to display.
Right.
See, the Archons is going to war.
Right.
And this war is going to be led
right.
by the Brotherhood of Light.
Right. Right.
And we're going to eradicate
right.
them.
Right.
You see?
Right.
So it's whose side you on?
Right.
You see?
Right.
Whose side are you
right.
on? That's why I say once again, repetitively, seek the Heavenly Father Messiah while it's still
right.
time.
Right. Right. And he's exactly right. Man, that was powerful. Man, that was powerful. You know what I'm saying? And see, let me tell you something. Hear me. Let me tell you something. Listen carefully. Let me tell you something. It's nobody on this earth that I heard of that's teaching this. This is very, 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 very important. It's in the Bible, but they don't bring it out. Lightbringer got to bring it out. Nibiru is a very, very important part of restoration.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Nibiru is the sign of all things to come. You know what I'm saying? That is one of the main signs that was given to the nation. But they hide that from us, so we don't know what's going on. Now, everything my brother just said in the King of Enoch on page 333, and I think you started, what verse you started at?
24.
24.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay. He started at 24, 25, 26, and 27. Okay. All at the beginning sign of when all this going to kick in, meaning in the physical level, it's going to start on the 3 days of darkness.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing that makes the 3 days of darkness happen is Nibiru. Nibiru mm-hmm. is part of prophecy. Mm-hmm. And if you don't know about Nibiru or what the world called Planet X, you know what I'm saying? You're going to be asleep for a long time. That's why the sky is all red like that.
Mm-hmm.
The 3 days of darkness when all this is going to begin. That's why we try to prepare y'all. My brother Yaikwa, my brother Manaya, my brother Rodolph, we try to prepare y'all for the 3 days of darkness because that's the beginning in the physical realm when all this stuff going to go down. You need to start looking at the Planet X or Nibiru, what it's called in the Bible, Wormwood. Because I'm telling you, the world, like my brother just said, the doctrine of the wicked ones or the dark ones, you know what I'm saying? Man, they got y'all going off. Y'all don't have no clue what's about to happen. You know what I'm saying? Nibiru is the sign in the heavens or the whirlwind, what the scriptures talk about. It's all throughout scripture, the basic Bible. But y'all just don't know what it is. You know what I'm saying? So I release the mic. Y'all better pay attention. There you go, brother.
Yeah, you're right, brother. You 100% right. See, in the scriptures, in the wisdom of Solomon, it speaks about the strangeness of our salvation.
Right.
When it's talking about the strangeness of our salvation, it's talking about Nibiru.
Right.
Because, see, Nibiru
right.
was made, it was made to help us
yes.
and to free us
yes.
from any wickedness
yes.
that was stowed upon us. Like when Moses left Egypt,
right.
it was Nibiru
right.
that was releasing all these plagues
right.
to free us.
Right.
See, that's why it's in Wisdom of Solomon. It says the strangeness of Israel's
right.
salvation.
Right. Right.
You see,
right.
it's
right.
here for
right.
a twofold purpose.
Right.
But if you don't know that, then you will
right.
Okay.
And look, real fast, what he's saying, Nibiru was created the same time the Garden of Eden was created. I'm saying, just let you know how old it is.
Right, but I'm sorry, this is going to conclude our meeting for the day. We couldn't get to the meat. We were just getting to the meat and potatoes, but that's how fast it goes.
Yes,
but we want to thank the Eternal Heavenly Father, Messiah, and the Great Shekinah, and Metatron. We'll pick it up at Power Talk. Yeah, we will pick it up, and that's like 15 minutes from now. And if you want to join us at Power Talk, you can. So we want to thank the Eternal Heavenly Father, Messiah, the Earthly Mother, and Metatron for giving us this privilege again to have this platform to minister to our nation. Well, my name is Rodolph Bay Israel.
And I'm Adir Bay Israel.
And we want to say Shalom.
Shalom.
I have another verse to never get to because it's so much heavy light.
Yes, it is.
It's so much heavy light.
I'm telling you, man.
Right.